Hi, this is Susie Larson, and thank you so much for listening to Live the Promise today. Our website is filled with even more powerful and encouraging interviews. Learn more by logging on to myfaithradio.com. Good afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise. Really glad to have you listening. A very happy Monday to you. Hope you had a great weekend as well. Well, here's a question for you. It's sort of a loaded question. What battle are you currently facing? What's keeping you up at night? And do you feel outnumbered and outmatched by this enemy? Maybe you're in a storm and you don't know which way is up. Well, I've got some good news for you. God is here with you right now in this place, and he will never, ever let you go. And you came to the right place today because we're going to spend some time remembering again who God is, what he says about himself, how his claims and his promises anchor us in even the worst of our storms. My friend, singer-songwriter, worship pastor Mark Allen joins me in studio again with his guitar and his Bible. And our prayer is that you find renewed hope in the Lord today. And every time Mark comes in, he comes in about once every couple months. We both are responsible people, and we take every task God gives us very seriously. I know that's true about Mark, and I know it's true about me. We make our plan, but then we lay it before the Lord, and he determines our steps. And it's always so interesting that God just sort of takes the conversation in a different place. So I'm very expectant of what he's got for us today. But you know what? As he leads us, he has you in mind. And so I really believe you're here listening by appointment today. Before I introduce him to you, and by the way, we always take requests. And so if you have a song that's just you need to hear, if Mark can sing it, he will sing it for you. He's a great sport that way. But he's also written some new music that's amazing. And we'll play a couple songs off of the Emmanuel Live CDs as well. But real quick, want to let you know that next week is our share week. And we do this a couple times a year with a quick little blip at the end of the year as well, just to remind you of what God is doing, where God is leading, and an invitation to you. Would you partner with us? And again, we're not just hunkering down, hoping to hang on and to pay the light bill. No way. We've got audacious vision and passion and expansion ideas, and God is moving, and he is with us, and we want you with us too. So be praying about how you might be involved, and you can even get a jump start on your gift by going to our website, myfaithradio.com. All right, let me tell you about my good buddy, and we'll get him on the show. Mark Allen is a singer, songwriter, and worship pastor for Emmanuel Christian Center in Spring Lake Park, Minnesota. He and his wife, Jill, have two beautiful children, and that is true, Grayson and Annabelle. You can find him and his original music on the web at markallen.net. Pastor Mark, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Susie. It's a blessing and a privilege to be here.
I always love having you as well. And because you've been on the show a good number of times, you know the drill. And you chose a passage today to start out our conversation with, Romans 5, verses 3 through 5.
Yeah.
Do you want to read it? Do you have it in front of you?
I do have it in front of me right here.
I'd love
here.
For you to read it.
It says this. It says, "We can rejoice, too, when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help to develop us in our endurance. And endurance develops strength of character. And character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment."
Mm. So good. Unpack that, if you would, for us.
You know, the first thing that I circled in my Bible when I read this, Susie, was it says that we can rejoice. Can means that it's an option. We don't have to, but it's up to us. And trials are going to come. It's not a question of when. It says we can rejoice when we run into trials. It's not if, but when. And I know in my life, most of the trials that we face in our family or in our church or in our individual lives, they come when we least expect them and when we don't want them. They come at the most inopportune times. And I've been really discovering in my life that this passage almost is a blueprint for understanding. If you look at your life and you go, man, I feel like I'm being led to disappointment, then we can trace it back up and look at where we have a breakdown, because ultimately there's a breakdown at something with us in our relationship with the Lord. And ultimately I'm finding in my life that everything goes back to how much I am anchored and rooted in the Word. Mm-hmm. And if it's not if, but when trials come, I have to cling on to the word as though my life depends on it, because if my life depends on it, when that time comes and I'm not clinging to the word, I have nothing to cling to. Mm. And so for me and for every single person who's listening today, for us to be reminded, man, when we follow Jesus, if we truly follow him, not just I sat in church and heard a nice sermon on Sunday, but we actually walk with him, we can experience fullness of joy and salvation. And this hope, the word says, will not disappoint.
Mm, wow. Preach it, Pastor. You know, as Christians, we tend to have selective hearing. When Jesus tells us things like, in this world, you will have trouble, or don't be surprised if people hate you, we tend to like to put our fingers in our ear and sing a happy song. Yeah. But when we don't, as you say, cling to the word as if it's true and our whole life depends on it, our resolve is actually weakened when those things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love for you just to say a word about how to shore up our lives during peacetime so that we're ready to stand in wartime.
Mm. Well, two thoughts. One is we have to remember in the darkness the things that we've learned in the mm-hmm. light. So easily we forget. And I think, and I'll speak from my experience, some of it is past and some of it is even right now in the recent. We sometimes think, oh, you know, I'll take the time when I have the time. And the truth is that we never have an opportune time. The enemy is going to do everything he can to pollute our schedules and our agendas so that we stay busy. And so for us, for me, the thing that I'm learning every single day is I have to take that time to root myself in the word. Otherwise, I'm rooted in myself and I become more like me. Yeah. And if I become more like me, that's a scary place. Mm. I want my family to have me be more like Jesus, not more like Mark. The world needs more of Jesus, not more of me. Mm. And so the only place that I know that is proven the test of time, that is anchored and truthful, and that will stand the test of time is the word of God. And so that has to be the place that we draw on. And me, what I do practically, that means I just read, and I read with a pen in my hand, and I am circling and underlining and making notes and saying, God, what are you saying to me today? And then how can I live that today?
Mm, so good. If you don't mind, just want to share with our listeners just some of what's gone on in my family. I've asked permission to share some of this. And about 8 weeks ago, something happened in my immediate family. That part of the story I'm not able to share just yet. But a couple weeks after that, so this is what's gone down in the last 8 weeks, a couple weeks after that, which really I will tell you when I'm ready to share, it turned our lives upside down. But 2 weeks after that, my brother went back for a bladder cancer recheck. It was like his 3-month checkup, found 30 more tumors in his bladder, and they said it's fast growing. And so they did something called a bladder wash. They burnt all these tumors out. While we were reeling from that, because it really took a similar course as my dad's bladder cancer did, about a week later, our dear niece, we have a very tight, close family. My dear niece, who's in her 20s, was tubing with a friend behind a boat. And they, I don't know if they hit a wave, but they went flying. And the friend accidentally kicked her in the midsection. And she suffered a life-threatening injury to her pancreas, was airlifted to Minnesota from Wisconsin. In the hospital for 2 weeks, up and down. She has been home for a little bit. She's in rough shape. So her mom brought her back to the hospital last week. And she's formed a grapefruit-sized cyst filled with fluid. So as we speak right now, she's at the hospital getting a procedure done right now. Okay, so that was, what, I don't know, a few weeks ago. And then around that same time, her brother, who's been having all kinds of issues, ended up in the hospital with Crohn's disease. And so we were in these different waiting rooms for these different family members. And then 2 weeks ago, the biggest blow hit us hard. My younger sister and her husband, she brought him to the ER with abdominal pain, only to find out that he has pancreatic cancer and an inoperable tumor. He's only in his 40s, and their daughter, my dear niece, is getting married in a couple weeks. So we have been absolutely reeling, absolutely turned upside down, as we're trying to sort through this, because this brother-in-law is a core member of our family. They are the ones who host all of our holiday gatherings, Christmas, Thanksgiving, everything. He's the one who cooks. So he's the one in the kitchen with a towel over his shoulder and being the host, and he's an amazing man. We can't imagine life without him, and we're not ready to, so we're all going to bat and really, really praying. But we've been texting every day, scripture and prayers, and this just almost sounds unbelievable. But Friday night, this past Friday night, the nephew who's had the Crohn's disease, totally unrelated, was rushed to ER with trouble breathing, and he's got some virus around his heart. Yeah. So at this moment, as we speak, Mark, I have three family members. So my brother, who's got the cancer, is at the Mayo, and the two siblings are at the U of M hospital. And we're waiting for texts on all of these guys and how they're faring. And I had a distant friend I haven't connected with much, but she said, I heard about some of the things your family's going through. And don't get bitter, Susie. Don't get bitter. And I know she meant well. And I said, oh, you need to know, I'm enjoying an intimacy with God like I've never. I'm always on the verge of tears because I'm weeping with those who weep. And I mean, this is hard stuff, but I know Jesus. I know him, you know, and I know his word is true. And he will not forsake us, and he's going to meet us in this place. So it is hard, but God is good, and I don't doubt that for a minute. But I just want to be honest with you about what's going on, because this, some people have emailed me and said, I'm hearing it in your voice. Everything okay? It's not really okay, but ultimately it's going to be okay because God is who he says he is. So, Mark, I'd love for you to take it from there and set up your new song, Glory to You.
You know, I think it's actually so fitting that this is the first one. This is a song that I don't barely sing without crying because it's come from a real place of wanting to not just have my Sunday life bring glory to the Lord, but every aspect. And that means that in the joy and the pain, that I still would dedicate all of it to the glory of the Lord, that he is my rock and my redeemer, the strong one that I can cling to. And so my hope, it has to be found in nothing less, as the old hymn says, than Jesus' blood and righteousness, that it has to be him that I trust. And so this is glory to you.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to you, only to
Chuck, every time you show me a new song, it's my new favorite. That is amazing. Talking to my friend, Pastor Mark Allen. We're worshiping God today, helping you stand in the storm. Maybe you've got a song or a verse that's just helping you stand. We'd love to know what it is. We've got some Faith Radio resources we'd love to share with you. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. Or email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com. Back in a moment. You know what? We have to remind our souls that God is faithful, even when life feels like it's turning us upside down. I'm Susie Larson. This is The Promise. So blessed and honored to have you listening today, especially if you're in a battle, if you're in a firestorm and you just don't know which way is up. We're here to help you be anchored and tethered to the character and the promises of God. Got my good friend Mark Allen in studio with his guitar. We're singing songs. We're playing songs. We're reading scripture to help remind you who you are, whose you are. And we just heard a song, Glory to You, before the break. That's brand new that Mark wrote. It is stunning. It is beautiful. He's going to play a song, and first he's going to tell us a bit about it. All things new. I will tell you, Mark, we've got a hard break in about 6 minutes. So
do it.
Share and then sing. Let's do it.
You got it. Mm-hmm. All things new, Susie. God is all about taking the things in our lives that we don't think are redeemable, the things in our lives that we don't think have any future and hope, and he takes them and he redeems them and he restores them and he rebuilds them in a way that we never could imagine or
yeah.
think possible.
So true. And Mark, can you just mind holding for just a second? I want to grab this call from Jesse, and you keep playing. I love it.
You bet.
All right, Jesse's checking in from Eden Prairie. I'd love to hear what he has to say. Jesse, thanks for calling. Hello?
Hi. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, Jesse, thanks for calling.
Yeah, this that just has meant so much to me is Psalm 16:8. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken.
Mm.
And I just love that because it gives focus, the eyes on the Lord. It gives comfort. He's right there beside us. And it's just a great, encouraging promise to me.
Indeed. I think that was the one I might have just texted to my family this morning, but I've been thinking about that one, Jesse. Mm. Thank you so much for your call.
You bet.
Bless you, dear.
Jesus, we come as we are. You've given us a brand new start, so we're giving you our hearts. You are making all things new. Jesus, we lean into grace. Our souls have been saved through faith by the power of the cross. You are making all things new, and you make all things, you make all things new. things. You make all things new.
Absolutely. Beautiful, Mark. We've got a couple minutes before the break. I'd love for you to talk to that person. And I've been here so many times before where you look at something and think, I cannot even conceive of how God could make this new. I can't even imagine how he could turn this thing around or make a way where there is no way. And we do rely so heavily on our senses. And our senses are a gift, but they're producing incomplete information, mm-hmm. partial information. Speak to that person who needs to get an otherworldly perspective.
Friend, I'd encourage you that you may think that your perception of reality is reality, but it's just your perception of it. And the reality is that the one who carved the mountains with his finger, who populated the ocean, who put every cell into your body, into your being, and carefully constructed your mind and your body and your soul and placed you on the earth for this season and this time, wants to take your heartache and your trial and your sorrow and your hardship, and he wants to use it to allow himself to be recognized, but to use it to build you up, as we began in the beginning of the time today, that he wants to lead to a hope that won't disappoint. And he is there for you. He walks with you through the trial. Whether you feel like it's more than you can bear or not, it might be more than you can bear, but that's because you need a savior. You need someone like Jesus who is designed to carry your burdens for you. So friend, I would just encourage you, hang on. Don't quit early. Don't quit before your miracle shows up.
Mm-hmm. Good word. I can't remember if we've talked about this before, Mark, but Dr. Wiersbe, when he talks about this hope does not disappoint, he says, you know, it's not that you're hoping for an intended outcome, although we have desires and hopes to see certain outcomes. Mm-hmm. But if you fixate on your expectation of an outcome, you probably will be disappointed because things so often unfold different than we think. But it's not a hope-so hope. It's a no-so hope because we're hoping in the Lord. We hope in him, and he will not disappoint. And we have to always remember, too, that our stories are actually more complicated than we can imagine. And we take time. We're slow responders. And when he works all things together for the good, that doesn't take him time because he's slow, but we're slow. He's not slow to act. We're slow to respond.
Yeah.
But in due time, you will see the breakthrough, as Mark said. He does make all things new. Don't give up hope. Talking to Mark Allen, have him in studio. If you've got a request for a song, he's such a good sport. He'll take your request. If he can do it, he'll do it. And he just remembered a moment ago a song that I don't know if it's fully written yet, but he's going to just give it a shot. It's called Hang On. Maybe it's for you. More with Mark Allen in a moment. One of my go-to songs. It's off the Emmanuel Live album. And that voice you hear, I have him right in studio, Pastor Mark Allen. Emmanuel Live, they've got two albums out so far. I think they're probably working on their third. But every song on those albums, Mark has either written or co-written. And that song just calms my anxious heart when I feel stirred up. And you mentioned before the break that there's a song you just sort of, oh, I just remembered this one I'm working on, not finished yet. And it's called Hang On. And I want to just have you listen to this song that Mark's about to sing. But I want to challenge you, and I know, Mark, you'd agree with this, that we do have to make a habit to remind ourselves of what God has already said about himself, because oftentimes we edit our version of God based on our experiences. And Vic Black wrote this. He said, "Do not allow your circumstances to determine for you who God is and where God is. Let God be who he says he is and adjust your belief to that anchor. Your little boat may be bobbing in the ocean of life's turmoil, but be careful that you don't cut the rope to your anchor by allowing your circumstances to dictate to you who God is." Good stuff.
That's amazing.
That'll preach,
that's
right, buddy?
Good. It will.
All right. Sure will. Tell us about this partial song, or maybe it's complete, but it's just kind of in your mind still.
Yeah. I have been hearing, Susie, you share what you guys have been walking through as a family. And as I've watched that in your life as a friend and others, I have other friends who have gone through what I'd say we've just gone through the ringer this summer. And this is the song that is my song for you, is my song for other friends, that as I've watched from my chair in the sidelines, this is my encouragement to you to hang on. The battle is over. He's already won it, but our fight has just begun. And so there is hope and there's joy and there's calm that we can find in Jesus in the midst of a world when it's swirling. Even like you said earlier, Susie, you said something to the effect of everything is crazy, and yet I'm finding those moments, those intimate moments where I'm having my soul be anchored, and we have to have an anchor point. We have to have something to grab a hold to.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Let's just hang on. There is a calm in the chaos, leading the weary heart to find. There is a peace that is given, it overtakes the fear inside. So lift your eyes to the hills, it's where your help comes from. Hang on, daughter. Son, hang on. Your battle is over, but your fight just begun. So hang on. Oh, hang on. There is a joy in the sadness, giving you strength. There is a grace that is given, it's guarding your heart and your mind. So lift your eyes to the hills, it's where your help comes from. And hang on, daughter and son. Hang on. Your battle is over, but your fight just begun. So hang on. And lift your eyes to the hills, it's where your help comes from. But your fight just begun. Hang on. The light will soon will come.
Wow, that's amazing, Mark. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I think that may have been for you today listening. You feel like you're hanging on by a thread. Hang on. And he's got you. He's not going to let you go. This next song at the foot of the cross, you actually sang at a family thing at our house. And these different family members who are so battling now heard you sing it and were so moved by it. And I know this is another one that's hard for you to get through because it's so personal to you. But tell us about this song at the foot of the cross before you share it.
There are things in my life, Susie, that how do I say this? There's so much in our lives that can come and become parallel with Jesus, become parallel with the cross. And it's not something that we choose. Sometimes it's just a subtle, slow fade over time where things creep in and they creep up to a position where we realize at one point we recognize, you know what? I'm putting that parallel with the cross. I need the cross and my family to be healthy. I need the cross and a well-paying job to pay for our bills and to provide for our needs. I need the cross and a church that preaches the sermon and sings the songs like I like. And we put all these things next to the cross. Mm-hmm. And at the foot of the cross is my song of saying, I will not stand side by side with Jesus. I will not let nothing in my life parallel the cross. And my hope and prayer would be that in our lives and in our churches, that we wouldn't put the song or the sermon parallel to Jesus, but nothing would stand parallel
indeed
to the cross.
Amen.
At the foot of the cross, I will lay my trophies down. I surrender my successes, and here I stand alone. And to the foot of the cross I come. And I will not stand side by side with Jesus. Nothing will parallel the cross. And everything this world it can offer, I count it all as a loss. Next to you at the foot of the cross. At the foot of the cross, I will kneel my heart in awe. I come with open hands and bring no merit of my own. And to the foot of the cross I come. Oh, I will not stand side by side with Jesus. Nothing will parallel the cross. And everything this world it can offer, I count it all as a loss. Next to you at the foot of the cross. So I cling to those blood-stained timbers then my Jesus hung upon, to save the wretched sinner and the self-righteous ones. You are the righteous Holy One. Ooh, I will not stand side by side with Jesus. Nothing will parallel the cross. And everything this world it can offer, I count it all as a loss next to you. At the foot of the cross. At the foot of the cross.
Absolutely beautiful. You know, Mark, my mentor often says that that we win our battles in worship, that there's victory in praise. And she said, Susie, we can't even comprehend what happens in the spiritual realm in the midst of our hardship when we worship God. First of all, God inhabits the praises of his people, and I'm sure it sends the enemy scurrying away, reeling, covering his ears, and shrieking. But I want you to just say a word about that as a worship pastor, as a worshiper of God, and talk about the dynamic of warfare in worship.
For us, in our lives, we have an option. We come to a crossroads every time we face hardship. We have to choose whether we are going to rely and depend on Jesus or we are going to try and figure it out on our own. And worship, like you said, Susie, is one of those things that we can use as a weapon. It's not the destination. The songs that we sing are not the point. but they help us go to the destination. They're a vehicle that help us get to where we need to go. They bring us to Jesus. They remind us of truth. They're, most of the time, they are always, I hope, they are anchored in the Word, in Scripture, and they communicate and remind our souls. God doesn't need us to tell him that he's worthy and that he's holy. He already knows that, but he needs us to tell it so that we don't forget. Mm-hmm. And so often we think, oh, I need to go sulk in my corner. No, you need to get on your knees. And before the Lord say, God, I cry out, we have to understand that grace covers all. And I don't think we fully understand grace if in worship until we actually realize that Jesus took all of it. He wants to go through all of it with us. And so for us to praise our way through means that we say our God is greater than the circumstance. It means that we say, I'm not going to quit chasing you, God, until I see breakthrough, until I see you show up and work. And it doesn't always look the way that we think it should. Often it doesn't. But what we can count on is that God will honor the praises of his people. Mm-hmm. And when we pour out our hearts to God, it makes his heart turn towards us. And it's not about winning the affection and the attention of the Lord. It's about us recognizing who he is and that he is sovereign and that he is Lord over every hardship and trial that we may face.
So good. And this is what we need to understand. You know, just a painful trial isn't a guarantee of greater strength on the other side. Your trials and your hardships can actually diminish your strength if you let them beat you up. Where we're strengthened in our trials is when we grab hold of the one true God and his promises. And suddenly we realize no demon in hell is going to beat us. Yep. That's where we are strong. We're strong in him. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're probably going to play two songs off the album Strong to Save, Peace Be Still and Faithful Still, two of my favorites. Unless you've got a request, now is your chance to call it in. For Mark, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484, or email Susie@myfaithradio.com. Great conversation, more worship up ahead in a moment. That also is from Emmanuel Live. Great, great music. I've got pastor, singer, songwriter Mark Allen in studio with his guitar. We're just camping right here in God's presence and reminding our souls that God is who he says he is. He will do what he says he will do. His promises are true. And when John the Baptist was in prison here, John the Baptist made a way. He said, prepare the way for the Lord. That's his whole destiny was, you know, announcing the coming of our Savior. And yet in that prison, knowing that this fate awaited him, he sent word back to Jesus and his disciples. Are you the Christ or should we look for someone else? And bless his heart, he was probably just in that place of utter discouragement. Jesus' response to him is his response to us. First, he said, you know, tell him the blind see and the lame walk and the lost are found, my paraphrase. But he also said, blessed are you who are not offended by me. And I feel like those are the two ditches we can tend to fall into when hardship hits us and we can't, we've gone too long without seeing the sun. We forget what God has already done and we get offended with God from, with the very one who can and will deliver us. And to guard our hearts, I think when we're in pain, we sometimes feel like anything goes. I'm mad, I'm hurting, so I can react in any way that I want. I've learned through different seasons of hardship that it matters how you steward your pain and you are accountable to God in the depths of your pain. And that is one of the ways you'll come through wiser and stronger is in that place when you can't see him, you can't feel him, you remember what he's done and you guard your heart against offense because the enemy is the one baiting you into offense against God so that you walk away. You turn your back on the very one who will deliver you. But the Bible does say even when we're faithless, he remains faithful because he can't deny himself. Even so, it's in your best interest that you not get offended with God. And so we've got a song, well, Mark has a song that I think is half finished again. I love this because you get to hear it here. And tell us about this song.
Susie, their song is called Praise My Way Through. Mm. I've been thinking about just the things that I've been, it's kind of the theme right now in our lives and just the people around us, just so many things that we're having to work to praise our way through. And for me, the line in the chorus that I can't shake is, it says, when my blessing seems a curse or until my curse becomes the blessing, I'll praise my way through.
Awesome.
And so around us, we have storms, we have heartache, we have trials. But it's what we just talked about right before the break, that we have to make the choice to praise our way through.
Very good.
When all around the storm is raging
and thunder crashes through the night. When it seems that there is no escaping, and a heartache swallows all of life, and as long as it is raining, I'll be singing. When the thunder rolls and when the storm clouds break, when my blessing seems a curse, until my curse becomes the blessing, I will praise my way through. When suffering is all I'm facing, and sorrow is my song of life, when it seems that there is no evading, broken days and sleepless nights. Till my curse becomes a blessing, I will praise my way through. And as long as it is raining, I'll be singing. When the thunder roars and when the storm clouds break, when my blessing seems a curse, or till my curse becomes the blessing, I will praise my way through. I will praise my way through. I will choose to praise my way through.
Wow. That didn't sound like a partially written song, Mark. That was amazing. God's gift is strong in you, brother. Wow, I love
it. Lord.
Love what God does in you. Would you mind setting up the Faithful Still song from your Strong to Save CD? We're going to play a portion of it, and then we'll come back and pray as much as we can get in that. But would you tell us about that one?
Faithful Still. Man, it's the theme of today. It doesn't matter what we face. God is going to be faithful, and He is going to go before. And He is our hope, He's our strength, He's our song, He's our joy. And so for you, friend, as you're listening today, this was an anthem in my life for a few years back, just to say, God, I know that you're faithful still. Even I don't see it right now today, I know that you will be faithful, and you will prove yourself faithful in your timing.
Amen.
Thank you.
This has been such a sacred time, and I want to tell you we have one copy of Strong to Save, the Emmanuel Live. If you want to email me, put Strong to Save in the subject line. Give me your address. First one of you to email me will get a copy of that amazing worship experience. Mark, this has been amazing. Thank you so much.
Susie,
would you pray for that heartbroken person listening today as we wrap up?
Lord, we come before you with all of us have different things that we carry, and we choose today to trust in your name. Look to you above it all, above our doubts and our worries and our fears and anxieties, and above what the doctor's report says. Mm-hmm. We choose to stand on your promises. Your promises, you say, are yes and amen. And God, we know that you're looking for an opportunity to prove yourself to be faithful. You're just waiting for us to ask. You're looking for us to step out in faith. And mm-hmm. so we trust you. We look to you. We know that you're capable and able to do what we cannot. That's why you're God, and that's why we're not. And so today, for those that are listening, I pray that they would be filled with strength. They would be filled with hope, that their eyes would look beyond the present and see you in full view, we pray, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Mark, I look forward to the next time you join us in studio. Bless you. You've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. In just a bit, you can find a podcast of today's show up on our website at myfaithradio.com. I can guarantee you, you know more than one person walking through the storm. If so, send this particular show out by Facebook, email, or Twitter with a quick click of a button on our website. God bless you. We'll meet you back here next time.